rock band. Don't you know? I just a cold rocker party and I do the show. You see, I met these three guys and you know it's true. Let me tell you and explain them all to you.
From NPR and Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, from magazines to film, how Mimi Valdez shined a light on the story of a hip-hop icon. With the success of films like Disney Pixar's Coco and the Marvel box office hit Black Panther, it's obvious what an increasingly diverse U.S. audience is craving: more diverse film and television content.
It's not just people of color going to see those movies. It's everybody.
That's Mimi Valdez. She's the chief creative officer for I Am Other, a multimedia company created by music producer Pharrell Williams.
Hidden Figures, Black Panther, Get Out, Girls Trip, they're universal stories that everyone can relate to, and that's why they're having such success, and we need more of them.
Her dedication to telling diverse stories first started at Vibe magazine, where Mimi started as an editorial assistant and made her way up to editor-in-chief. And she's continued at her current home at I Am Other. And over the past few years, she's had the chance to flex her storytelling skills as a movie producer. For example, on the Oscar-nominated film Hidden Figures.
What do you ladies do for NASA?
Calculate your trajectories. Launch and landing.
Well, you can't get anywhere without the numbers.
No, sir.
And most recently, Mimi is one of the producers behind Roxanne, Roxanne, which is currently streaming on Netflix. It's the story of Roxanne Shanté, one of hip-hop's first female stars.
Why'd you have to make a record about me? The R-O-X-A-N-N-E.
The biopic, which is set in the early 1980s, follows 14-year-old Roxanne Shanté as she created her first hit single, Roxanne's Revenge, and how that record eventually changed her life forever. In this segment of How I Made It, where we talk to Latino culture makers about their craft, Mimi recalls how her love for hip-hop and her passion for telling stories led her to help tell one about a pioneering woman in the music industry.
I consider myself a storyteller, plain and simple. However, I never necessarily thought that I could live in all these different mediums because I just was a magazine head. Like, I thought I was going to work in magazines my whole life. I grew up in New York City. My first neighborhood was Chelsea Projects. Very, very Latino family at home, listening to a lot of salsa, which I hated growing up because my mom used to hog the stereo. And, you know, I was upset that I didn't get to play my music. I loved disco music. That was just kind of like, you know, what I wanted to hear, English music. I didn't want to hear Spanish music. And then by the time hip-hop came around, that became the soundtrack to my life. Sugar Hill Gang, you know, Rapper's Delight in 1979, I do remember that very specifically, hearing that and being really excited about it and, like, trying to learn the lyrics to it.
I said a hip-hop, the hip-hop, you don't stop.
The music just sounded like nothing we had ever heard before.
Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat.
It was perfect. It was, I just loved it so much the moment I heard it. I don't think I realized at first that I was necessarily creative. My mom, because of our poor situation, to her, education was the way out. So she was very like, doctor, lawyer, that's all I heard. I think was my obsession with magazines that led a next door neighbor to see that fascination with magazines and kind of plant the seed in my head that that was something that I could do. I was just about to graduate from NYU, where I majored in journalism, and the test issue of Vibe came out in the fall of 92. And I remember when I saw the issue, although the source had existed, this magazine was not just hip hop. It was the culture, it was film, it was fashion, it was all these things that I just was so mesmerized by this issue to the point where, you know, I was obsessed with the photography and the journalism was super next level. And I just remember thinking, this is it. Those early days were super exciting because this wasn't like a bunch of kids and fans sitting around putting together this magazine. These were like real magazine veterans and executives who had done this and had worked in the industry and were really trying to put together the best team and to make sure that the magazine was just as beautiful and just as awesome as any other big time magazine that was out on the newsstand, from Rolling Stone to Vogue. But yeah, it was everything I could have dreamed and more. I was so, so happy there. And now with producing, it's not even something I was necessarily working towards. It just sort of happened. When I first came to iMother and Pharrell talked about, we're gonna do movies, we're gonna do TV, and you're a content person, you love telling stories, like this will be great. Because it was very much like a magazine in the sense that you have all these crazy creative people, everyone, you know, all the department heads, everyone's just working towards one vision. It just felt so natural to me. And I remember thinking like, yeah, magazines are great, but movies are forever. I've done 3 films. First one was Dope.
Hey. You go to high school in Inglewood. You think you're gonna get into Harvard?
Second one, Hidden Figures.
On any given day, I analyze the manometer levels for air displacement, friction, and velocity, and compute over 10,000 calculations by hand. So yes, they let women do some things at NASA, Mr. Johnson.
And our latest one is Roxanne, Roxanne. Roxanne Shanté was someone that I was fascinated with as a child, because when Roxanne's Revenge came out and I heard it for the first time on the radio,
with one of the hottest lady rappers on the music scene, here's Roxanne Shanté and Roxanne's Revenge.
I literally became just frozen in my room, scrambling to get a cassette to put in my little one speaker boombox to tape it off the radio.
Well, my name is Roxanne. Don't you know, I just a cold rocker party and I do this show.
Roxanne, Roxanne by UTFO was a phenomenon in New York.
Yo, EMD. Yeah, what's up, man? Think of that girl they call Roxanne.
It played on the radio all the time. Everybody loved the song. Everybody loved the story about these 3 guys who couldn't get the girl. And the fact that some random teenager is on the radio dissing them.
He wears a Kangol and that is cute, but he ain't got the money and he ain't got the loot. And every time
it just didn't compute for me, because I'm like, what is this? I've never heard anything like this.
That I see him, he says, rock. You see, compared to me, it's weak compared to mine. Every time that I know that I am saying something fresher in any category, I'm considered the best. And every time
I was a hip hop fan, but this was the first time I heard a female solo MC. Not only was she just, she sounded like she was my age, she was cursing, she was basically, you know, dissing these guys, UTFO, who had a hit record. And she's not someone that had been really celebrated before.
You should be like me, a fine MC. Don't never have to fight.
It's because of hip-hop I even have a career, so I just feel this responsibility to make sure that our stories are told, that our icons are respected, that they're given their flowers when they're still here and when they're still alive. And it just always bothered me for years that Roxanne Shanté wasn't mentioned as one of the greats and one of the reasons why, you know, females in hip hop kind of exist. Because yes, there were females before her, but she's the first one to actually, you know, have a record, the first female solo MC to have an actual song, you know, on the radio. Anytime somebody is the first to do something, that's usually an intriguing story. And especially when it felt like we didn't have the whole story. They were missing gaps.
You got some free time, let me take you out. It's me and you. Treat you to your success.
Hey, let's go, man. Leave that little girl alone.
She ain't gonna be little forever.
We went into it thinking it was going to be a very different kind of story. And when I remember first reading the script, like, oh my goodness, did all this happen to her? Like, this is crazy. And then it just became a story really about a survivor.
What the hell happened to you, Shanté?
I just wanted to be a kid, mommy. That's all.
a woman who, you know, from the projects, went through all this stuff, became this hip hop phenomenon, but yet was going through all this like crazy, crazy things in her personal home life.
You want your son back, right? Well, you gonna listen to me, goddammit.
I gave you the real Shantae, and now you don't want to act right.
And that just felt like, oh, this suddenly just turned into a movie not only about a survivor, but about female empowerment and how staying true to who you are and making sure you stand up for yourself and not letting these crazy circumstances, depressing circumstances, get you down.
Mimi Valdez is the chief creative officer for I Am Other, a multimedia company created by Pharrell Williams. And she's a producer for the film Roxanne, Roxanne, which is currently streaming on Netflix. This story was produced by Janice Yamoca and edited by Antonia Cerejido. The Latino USA team includes Fernanda Chavarri, Andres Caballero, Maggie Freeling, and Sayer Quevedo. Our senior editor is Marlon Bishop. Our engineers are Jeannie Montalvo and Stephanie LeBeau. Our fellow is Maya Cueva. Our intern is Reese Williams. Our senior production manager is Natalia Fidelholtz. And if you like the music you heard on this episode, be sure to stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again next time. And in the meantime, look for us on all of your social media. Hasta la próxima. Chao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, and the Heising Simons Foundation, unlocking knowledge, opportunity, and possibilities. More at heisingsimons.org.
Anytime the song says Roxanne, we have to do push-ups. Every time it's like, Roxanne, push-ups. Ah! I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, the decisions that come with parenting a bilingual child.
At the end of the day, it's just, you're just trying to convey an idea. That's what language is for, right? I mean, why would you purposely make it harder for yourself? There has to be another incentive.
That's next time on Latino USA.
What does it take to start something from nothing? And what does it take to actually build it? I'm Guy Raz. Every week on How I Built This, I speak with founders behind some of the most inspiring companies in the world. Find it on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.